You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is Arjo Cho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time and following every Cowboys game, which is why we are gathered here today. It is Saturday, January 12th, 2019, and the 2018 Dallas Cowboys season is officially over. The Cowboys falling in Los Angeles to the Rams, the second seed in the NFC, 30-22, and that's it. That's all she wrote. The season is over, and this is, you know, when things kind of happen like this, Ocho Live sort of serves as a place for all of us to gather, kind of collect our thoughts, maybe cry, hug one another, and keep each other's spirits high. I think first thing that needs to be said is, look, man, the Cowboys were 3-5. They were 3-5. They were dead in the water. Things were awful. Things were terrible. They were nothing. It looked like they had just traded away a top 10 pick for Amari Cooper. And somehow, someway, they fought back. They were resilient. They gave it their all. They gave it the old Dallas Cowboys try. And they won the division. They won a playoff game. I mean, the Cowboys finished two steps shy of the Super Bowl, and that whole sort of philosophy, I think this game against the Rams is kind of a microcosm of it. You know, the Rams certainly went up early on the Cowboys and really punched them in the mouth, but they dug in, and they really didn't make it a game. Did they win? Obviously not, but they, you know, I think ultimately the Cowboys lost by 8 technically, and in reality, the score probably doesn't tell the whole story. I think we all agree the Cowboys lost by more than the scoreboard would say. It was just more than the Cowboys were prepared for. You know, this game is the C.J. Anderson game. You know, we spent all week long talking about and worrying about Aaron Donald and Todd Gurley and Jared Goff and Brandon Cooks. Who would have thought that the secret weapon for the Los Angeles Rams would have been C.J. Anderson? It was a very, very, very sort of surprising and disappointing situation, I think, for the Cowboys. But that's kind of what happens. That's the way football works. A lot of jokes being made at C.J. Anderson's expense throughout the game on Twitter, but it should be noted that he was the one who beat the Cowboys. Again, if you're joining us late, welcome to Ocho Live. The Cowboys season is over. They fall to the Los Angeles Rams. It goes without saying, the Cowboys, you know, season being over means we're all rooting for the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. We're rooting for a Saints-Rams NFC title game. We do not want to see the Eagles get back. You know, there was a little bit of discussion. Had the Cowboys won, maybe you wanted the Eagles to win to host the NFC Championship game. That will not be the case. Who do you blame? Who do you blame? And let's go. Who do you blame besides Scott Linehan? Because I feel like that's the number one answer. Who do you blame for tonight's loss against the Rams and really for the season as a whole in terms of what went wrong? Again, it's hard to find a lot that went wrong with a team that won 10 games in a playoff game, but it does certainly need to be mentioned that Scott Linehan, I think, is number one on people's list. You know, Scott Linehan, man. I mean, the Cowboys offense is so outdated. It's so old. It doesn't get anything, doesn't accomplish anything. It's very, 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 very clear that they need to change and get with the times. That is what the Cowboys need on offense. Defensively, though, you know, all we heard all season long was about the Hot Boys. They had merchandise available. Hot Boys, Hot Boys, Hot Boys. And to their credit, the Hot Boys did lead the way. You know, the reason the Cowboys were even playing in this game was because of the Hot Boys, but they were not present in Los Angeles. The Cowboys defense did not show up against the Rams. They were gassed. They were run all over. They were punched in the mouth. I think they got checked. And again, to their credit, they did dig in and fight back. But ultimately, they were overwhelmed. And they were overwhelmed by C.J. Anderson. I mean, they were overwhelmed by C.J. Anderson. It was a very, very disappointing effort. I think a very bitter way for the season to end. The last play, effectively, when Jared Goff picked up the essential first down for the Rams, Look, Jeff Heath is the GOAT, all right, but he really is not. And Jeff Heath on that play, Jared Goff picking up the first down, I have no clue what Jeff Heath was thinking. Just let Jared Goff run right by him. And that was kind of the story of this game. The Cowboys, these predictable things beat them, and they were predictable in their own right. You know, when the Cowboys were down by 8 driving with a 4th-and-1, Scott Linehan decides to run it right up the middle into the heart of the Rams defense. And those are decisions and situations and moments that can very easily be avoided. But for some reason, the Cowboys don't want to do that. And I think that we will see changes. I think that, you know, there has been a lot of discussion as of late over the last week or so, and really for the last couple of months, that Jerry Jones will extend Jason Garrett. I did get a notification while you were on Ocho Live that Terrell Owens had a tweet about Jason Garrett. But the point remains that it does seem fair to assume that Jason Garrett will be back with the Cowboys. But it's hard to imagine that Scott Linehan is. The Cowboys are very clearly going to have to get a different person in charge of the offense. And ultimately, you know, this is proof. This game, if there wasn't one already, was an indictment against the Cowboys offense. Yes, they turned it on when it mattered to a small degree, but ultimately they couldn't get over the hump. You know, they couldn't get over the hump against the Rams defense that has shown weaknesses over the end of the season. Yeah, the Rams had a bye and whatnot, but the Cowboys just kind of fell flat. They saved their worst effort for the most important moment. Things that I think need to be taken away from this season. First of all, the Cowboys have a young and promising defense on their hands. The Hot Boys among them, obviously, but the middle of the Cowboys defense, Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch will be with the Cowboys for a long time, and that is something very important, something very big to take away from this season. We'll see how the Cowboys handle DeMarcus Lawrence, what the situation is with him, whether they hit him with the franchise tag again, whether they work out a long contract. We'll see if the Cowboys move on from Sean Lee. And it is kind of, we're back on Earl Thomas watch. The Cowboys could theoretically bring in Earl Thomas, and I think a lot of people will want them to after we saw what we did from Jeff Heath and Xavier Woods on Saturday night. Offensively, you know, this is a situation and a discussion and a subject that's always going to bring up debate and divide. But I think Dak Prescott proved that over the tail end of the season, as the Cowboys marched forward and won 10 games and won the division and won a playoff game, that he is definitely... you're a guy. He's a guy you got to have back. Dak Prescott, I think, is the unquestioned quarterback of the Cowboys. Amari Cooper is legitimate. So offensively, I think if you're the Cowboys, you've got to find a sturdier tight end option, whether that's Blake Jarwin, whether you bring in somebody, whether you sign somebody. The Cowboys obviously don't have a first-round draft pick because they did trade it to the Raiders to get Earl Thomas. But the Cowboys have a decision to make with Cole Beasley. They have decisions to make, again, with big players and franchise players like Sean Lee. A lot will change, and a lot has changed over the last few seasons. The question on Periscope is whether or not will Chris Richard become defensive coordinator. It does seem like the Miami Dolphins have zeroed in on Brian Flores to be their head coach, which would mean that Chris Richard would return to the Cowboys. I would bet that Chris Richard is the Cowboys defensive coordinator in official title sooner rather than later, and they probably will have a new offensive coordinator. Somebody in the focus, whoever the Cowboys bring in, it's going to be working with Dak Prescott and taking him to the next level and finding a way to utilize his strengths, because that's something that we didn't see tonight against the Rams. So much of the reason that the Cowboys did what they did over the tail end of the season and against the Seattle Seahawks and the wildcard round was because of what Dak Prescott can do on the ground. But for whatever reason, the Cowboys forgot that Dak Prescott existed in terms of a running option in Los Angeles. The Cowboys insisted on running up the middle with Zeke Elliott and living and dying by that, and they do not want to do that. But, there are certainly a lot of cons to take away from the season and from their performance in Los Angeles. But, again, lots and lots and lots of pros. There was a point on Periscope, great point, that Michael Gallup was a great discovery this season, and a lot of people were high on him from the moment the Cowboys drafted him in the 3rd round. But the future of the Cowboys offense at the skill positions does look bright. You have Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup. There's a lot to be excited about. Connor Williams, there was a comment on Periscope that he had to hit the weight room. I think we certainly will see Connor Williams beef up and bulk up over the offseason, but the Cowboys offensive line is set. Maybe Travis Frederick returns in 2019. Who knows? That's the other thing. I mean, the Cowboys won 10 games and did everything that they did. They won a playoff game with no Travis Frederick, with no Dez Bryant, with no Jason Witten. This was a season of radical change, and they still somehow, some way found a way to be relevant and make some noise, and that's certainly worth pointing out. It sucks so much, and I get it. If you're joining us late, welcome to Ocho Live. It sucks that the Cowboys season is over, because there's a lot that has to go on now. You have to wait a long time, and there's no guarantee that you get back. I mean, you think about last year's Minnesota Vikings falling in the NFC Championship game. Everybody thought they would be a team that got back, and yeah, they kind of made it a run there at the end of the season before they lost in Chicago, but it is so hard to get back, and we'll see what happens in the division. We'll see if the Philadelphia Eagles lose on Sunday afternoon in New Orleans. I think we're all obviously rooting for that. But the state of the NFC East is certainly not super intimidating for the Cowboys. It does seem like they can contend next season and repeat as division champions. But look, the Cowboys, they've finished with winning seasons 3 years in a row. They've won a playoff game. They've made it to the divisional round in 3 of the last 5 seasons. Yes, they have still failed to reach the NFC Championship game, and that's a monkey that they have to get off of their back. But this team is in solid shape, especially for a team that doesn't even have a first-round draft pick. Now, there's a lot of comments for the Cowboys to find a defensive tackle at some point over the offseason. I think that certainly makes sense. One of the more disappointing things, and he was tendered, so it's not like the Cowboys invested in him severely, but one of the more disappointing details of the season was, without question, David Irving and his lack of a presence on the Cowboys roster more weeks than not. David Irving was somebody that a lot of people held a lot of hope out for week in and week out, and really thought was another reclamation project of the Cowboys, kind of like Randy Gregory, but that just never happened. And on that note, I mean, Randy Gregory was such a great find, not real find, but a great revelation, a great surprise for the Cowboys this season. I think that's worth sort of saying out loud. And again, I know we already mentioned it, but Jalen Smith, the fact that Jalen has returned to the status that he was playing at Notre Dame is incredible, both for Jalen personally and for the state of the Cowboys defense as a whole. There's a lot of positives, and I know that it's hard to see that right now in the fallout of the loss, but you know, the Cowboys, you know, they have a lot to be proud of considering the way they ended this season. But this game, there's a great point on Periscope that there was no progress from Taco Charlton. That's right. Taco Charlton has now finished his second season in the NFL. And we know that we went through the situations where he needed an attitude adjustment, it was reported, and couldn't find his way onto the active game day roster. So that is definitely one of the warts of this season, is that Taco has really not ascended to the same level that other first-round draft picks for the Cowboys have. The question on Periscope is, did Taco even play? He did, and he was held way at the end on the C.J. Anderson touchdown that kind of put this thing away for the Rams. But, you know, another point, Byron Jones. Byron Jones was another sort of rediscovery, I guess, for the Cowboys this season, with Chris Richard running the secondary. So, again, a lot was improved upon, a lot was found, a lot was discovered, a lot of good things came from the 2018 season. Did it end the way we wanted? No. But I think it's worth, if you had the proper perspective here, when the Los Angeles Rams beat the Kansas City Chiefs way back on Monday Night Football, that game was absurd. Everybody remembers that game. It was crazy. It was awesome. It was so much fun. We really enjoyed it as football fans. And those are the two teams that won today. On Saturday, January 12th, it was the Kansas City Chiefs and Los Angeles Rams that advanced to the conference championship games. And the Cowboys were at that point. Think about that moment on Monday Night Football when the Rams just smoked the Chiefs. And really, you know, the Chiefs smoked the Rams in a lot of ways too. But in that moment, it felt like there's no way that the Cowboys can contend with a team like this. We're so far away from even being close to a team of that caliber. And yes, while I think that 8 points is misleading, the Cowboys were in it tonight with the Rams. They were in it, and they gave it their best shot. And they certainly, you know, pushed the Rams to the limit in their first playoff game this season. And while the Rams ultimately won, it's impressive that the Cowboys can hang with the best teams in the NFL and that they pulled that off in the middle of the season. There was a radical makeover of this team in the middle of the season, the trading for Amari Cooper, the firing of Paul Alexander, the reshuffling of the offensive line, how they played Xavier Suafilo at times instead of Connor Williams. The Cowboys managed to handle all of those moving parts and turn into a really good football team. And so I do think it's fair to trust the leadership of this team to a degree. Obviously, again, they really need a new offensive coordinator. Everybody agrees with that. And there are a lot of financial decisions that have to be made. Will the Cowboys extend Dak Prescott? Will they extend Ezekiel Elliott? Will they pay DeMarcus Lawrence? Will they say goodbye to Sean Lee and Cole Beasley? How are they going to handle these situations? What free agents will the Cowboys bring in? Will they even bring anybody in? Will they bring in Earl Thomas? There's a lot of questions that we have that are going to take some time to answer. And unfortunately, now all we have is time, because it is officially the offseason. And again, I think that, you know, it's disappointing to lose, but who really expected the Cowboys to beat the Los Angeles Rams in the playoffs? I mean, who really thought that that was going to happen? It was such an impossible thing to think about and to consider and to even hypothesize over. But the fact that it came to fruition in terms of a possibility is really kind of a testament to how weird and wild this season was. So, you know, again, I think when we look back, and it's a lot more hurtful in the initial aftermath, but when we look back, this season was wild. This season was crazy. This season was a lot of fun, a lot of drama, made for a great holiday season with the Cowboys winning 5 games in a row and winning the division right before Christmas. I mean, this was a fun season, and it's disappointing because they were so close, and it is so hard to get back here, but you know, there's a lot to be excited about. The Cowboys are very young. They're one of the younger teams in the NFL, and so with the right guidance, with the right coaching, they can really be a dangerous team. We've seen Dak Prescott unlocked at times. I think you look at the game in New York in Week 17, that was a game where Dak Prescott was unlocked. And if you can get that Dak Prescott, that play calling, that disposition, that sort of scheme work week in and week out, then you're a team that can make some noise on a regular basis in the NFL. And so that's kind of where the Cowboys are. This was a season of serious ups and downs for the Cowboys, and I think they ended as a team that you got to watch out for. I think you got to watch out for the Cowboys, because when this season started, when the 2018 season began, when the Cowboys left for Oxnard, California, there was serious doubt. There was serious doubt that you had the right quarterback, that you had the right coach, that you had the right overall culture, that the ownership was all right and things like that. But a lot of those questions, or a lot of those storms, so to speak, have been calmed. And so, you know, the Cowboys, they've got a lot of work to do. I don't think there's any doubt about that, any question about that. But they have a lot to be proud of and a lot to certainly work on. But they're a good team with some good players, and they're going to be around, hopefully. We'll see who joins them, who leaves them. It is officially the offseason, and we will have you covered the entire time at bloggingtheboys.com. Again, this game was so disappointing that the Cowboys came out flat and that they were just so predictable and so nonchalant. You know, you look at when the Cowboys did score that last touchdown to bring it within one touchdown before the Los Angeles Rams made it interesting again, that possession was so nonchalant from the Cowboys. I mean, there was no urgency, and I think, you know, we give a lot of credit to Jason Garrett, and I think it's fair for the Cowboys and their culture and fighting and believing in him and loving him. We talked about him holding Allen Hurns' hand last week after the injury, but it is fair to say that there was definitely a point, if not many points, throughout tonight's game in Los Angeles where the Cowboys quit. The Cowboys quit, and they talked about it on the broadcast. Troy Aikman mentioned it a lot, you know, that the Cowboys were kind of just relaxed, that you normally saw a team and a linebacking group and a defense as a whole that was flying around, and that energy seemed to be zapped. The Cowboys were not a team that, over the second half of the season, experienced getting punched in the face like that. And so, you know, they were a team that was kind of used to doing the punching and going the full distance and going 10 rounds. And so when they got checked, it was kind of, it took a while, I think, for the Cowboys to kind of resettle themselves and recalibrate and get back in the situation. And those are the kind of things that have to change, certainly, if you want to be a team that contends for a Super Bowl. There was a question in terms of our thoughts about Brett Maher, the Cowboys rookie kicker, 28-year-old rookie Brett Maher. And you know what? The Cowboys really made a bold decision, obviously, in preparing for this season by going with Brett Maher over Dan Bailey and releasing Dan Bailey and all the drama that was associated with that. And they were correct. I think that we learned over the course of the season that the Cowboys were right to go with Brett Maher over Dan Bailey. In terms of thoughts about Brett Maher, I think you bring Brett back. I mean, Brett's certainly an average kicker at best in the NFL, and he's certainly got a big leg. He certainly is sporadic, and he certainly can be a little bit wild, and he certainly can't be trusted all the time, certainly not to the degree that Dan Bailey ever was on a consistent basis. But, you know, maybe you bring somebody in to compete with Brett, because I think he's definitely worth obviously taking a training camp through the preseason and things like that, because Brett Maher has some physical gifts that are worth keeping in your back pocket. But overall, you know, at the main primary positions, the Cowboys are somewhat settled and have some question because, you know, this Hot Boys group, you look at, and remember a year ago, rewind to the 2017 season, you know, the best defenses in the NFL then, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars were so good and the Minnesota Vikings were so good, and they really fell off, obviously, throughout the 2018 season. And so we'll see how the Cowboys defense fares next season. Can they come back? Can they do it again? Can they really take that whole Hot Boys thing to the next level if DeMarcus Lawrence is there, if Sean Lee is there, if Earl Thomas is there? I mean, who knows? I think that there's a lot of reason to believe that they can, especially because of Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. But overall, I think that it's fair to trust the Cowboys in their evaluation process. Think about the three picks they had in the first, second, and third round. They drafted, obviously, Leighton Van Der Esch, who was a superstar for them, Connor Williams, who came on late and looks like he's a promising left guard, and Michael Gallup, who looks certainly like your complimentary receiver at worst to Amari Cooper. So the Cowboys have an ability to draft and find players. They'll probably get a fourth-round comp pick for Anthony Hitchens, so there's another tool for them to work with. But look, man, I know it sucks. It sucks, and it sucks a lot, and it sucks a whole lot. The Cowboys season is over, and we have to wait until March for free agency. Obviously, the Combine will be starting real soon, Senior Bowl and things like that. But they'll be back. I mean, this was a fun season in a lot of ways. You know, the Amari Cooper element made it a lot of fun and injected a new level of life in the middle of the season at the bye week. This season was fun. You know, I think sort of closing thoughts on our postgame Ocho Live. Thank you to everybody who tuned in, who watched, who listened, who read it, blogging the boys, who interacted on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We had and continue to have a blast talking about our favorite team. That's the best thing about blogging the boys. That's the best thing about Ocho Live, is that every day we all come together because we all love the Dallas Cowboys and we all want to see them win and we all want to see them have success. And that's, you know, that's a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun, certainly. You know, the Cowboys swept the Eagles. They beat the Falcons in Atlanta. They beat the Saints. I mean, there were so many great times throughout this season. They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Seahawks and Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson in the wild card round. They only lost one game at home. I mean, there were a lot of great times had throughout the season, and I know that we had a blast at BTB in here on Ocho Live, and we'll continue to have a blast. We're not going anywhere. We're staying right here through the offseason. You can expect Ocho Live every day, talking about the Cowboys, lots of content coming to you all offseason long at bloggingtheboys.com, because this is our world. This is our world that we choose to live in and enjoy, and we're glad that you're a part of it. So I know that the next few days will suck. They'll suck a lot, and you know, hopefully we'll find a team to root for and serve as ambassadors for in the Super Bowl. Go Saints, certainly, on Sunday in New Orleans. I hope Sean Payton wheels out some more cash and the Lombardi Trophy once more. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of Blogging the Boys' heart, for being a part of our lives this football season. It didn't end the way we want to, but the best part about this game and the way this league works is that the hope exists that it can next year, and that's what keeps us all coming back and keeps us interested. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you all. Today's a rough day, but they will be better in the future. We'll be back tomorrow on Sunday. We'll be back after the final two games to talk about who is headed to the AFC and NFC championship game and sort of the fallout of the Cowboys in the day after their season ended. But yeah, that about does it. So with that being said, we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys. And peace out.
Hello, I'm Ashley Carmen.
I'm Caitlin Tiffany.
We're the hosts of Why'd You Push That Button, The Verge's show about all the choices technology forces us to make.
We're back for season 3, talking about questions like, why do you delete your tweets?
And why do you type in lowercase letters that make you seem like a serial killer?
And why are you on an exclusive dating app?
You're not that special. We're releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and you can find us anywhere you typically find podcasts, which is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. So go ahead and subscribe and check us out.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.